division, especially tribal and religious divisions, and they want to somehow promote their agenda in such societies. Unfortunately, they have failed so far, and any project we see that colonialist powers are trying to do, they have been somehow cancelled out by the people.
Navid Ahmad, Mr. Forizesh says that they don't have much, or Mr. Righi doesn't have much popular support within Iran, but it's well known or well assumed that that Mr. Righi is operating from within Pakistan principally and launching his attacks against Iran from there. How much popular support does he have there amongst Baluchis living in a vast province? I mean, it is a big territory, a big constituent part of Pakistan.
Well, as far as Pakistan is concerned, there has been some kind of intelligence reports about his presence, but normally such a guerrilla leader would keep moving from one place to another, and Afghanistan is one particular area where he can really hide, and there is no government there. There is also a possibility, and there have been instances of intelligence gathering when he was spotted in Pakistani parts of Balochistan. As far as popular support is concerned, it's very limited, especially along the areas that are bordering Iran. A thin selection of people, a community of people which can speak both the languages does have some kind of sympathy, but that is very, very thin and not really in a large number. The more important thing for you and me to consider is that he has a sanctuary elsewhere than Iran. That could be Pakistani Balochistan, which is not really well governed from Pakistani point of view. We have Balochistan Liberation Army, some tribal chiefs who are not listening to the government, smuggling and human and otherwise is going on, and similarly Afghanistan. And second important thing is that these channels that are present for him are also going to support him in terms of financial matters and also in military hardware, and technological support is also there. So given that fact, it's not just that Balochistan could alone be held responsible. It is a large spectrum of factors, and Pakistan is one country which is hostage to its geopolitical location, its geostrategic location. You have all the important neighbors around you, and there are places like some parts of Balochistan which are not really governed for ages, like decades.
Thank you for that. Mr. Forizesh, why would destabilizing Iran's southeast help progress an anti-government agenda?
Of course, in Sistan and Balochistan province, we have a stability, but due to the geopolitical situation of the province, on and off, we see that we have some insecurities. Some of these insecurities are perpetrated by some people, some bandits, for example, or some terrorist groups, for example, Abdul Malik Righi. And also, there are some drug smugglers active in the region, and they create instability. And we should take into account the fact that Sistan and Balochistan is the first entry point in the transit of drugs. And we know that all over the world, we know that border points, they have their own sense of insecurity with respect to the fact that we have 1,400 kilometers of border with Pakistan and Afghanistan, and we know that Afghanistan is producer of drugs, and we have more than 400 kilometers of mountainous regions, and these are very difficult for neighboring countries to control, especially for Iran. And right now, we have a plan. We want to block the borders, and if we have cooperation of our neighboring countries, and if we have adequate diplomacy, then we will be able to control the borders. We want to use software and hardware for this purpose, and this will result in less insecurity in this part of the country.
How much evidence is there that Mr. Righi...
An organization such as...
Yes?
Organizations such as Jindala are not only these... destabilizing Iran, they're also destabilizing Pakistan, and they are actively part of the BLA movement, Balochistan Liberation Army movement, and they basically collaborate with each other and protect each other's bases and sanctuaries. BLA operates in Pakistani part of Balochistan, and the Jindala group basically operates in your side.
I see. Now continue with you, Mr. Forouzesh. How much evidence is there that organizations like the Balochistan Liberation Army on that side of the border and the Jandala on this side of the border are involved in the illicit trafficking of drugs?
This group is a very small group, and it is now just being surviving because of the support of the US and CIA. And if we have cooperation among neighboring countries, and taking into account the fact that Pakistan has been cooperating quite well with Iran, and we know that Abdul Malik Righi's brother was handed over to Iran, and we hope that in near future Righi himself will be handed to Iran, of course, through the cooperation of Iran's security forces, and in that way we would be able to take care of this eastern part of the country and to have some shared security programs with the neighboring countries with good economic benefits for both of us. But we expect that such moves will not lead to anywhere, and they cannot create a sense of division among people. And of course, people of the province have a number of problems, but they protect the borders. If these two groups that are on the two sides of the border, if people really protect the borders, I'm sure that insecurity inside Iran and Pakistan would reduce.
Very briefly, sir, we're going to go for a break shortly. How has the nature of what the Jandala has been doing over the last 3 years changed?
The general nature of the group has been a kind of terrorist activity and creating a sense of division among religions and different sects we have in Sistan and Balochistan, I mean Shiites and Sunnis. And right now, it's now carrying out a number of political activities. It is confronting the Iranian government, and this individual, due to the fact that he is just a member of a small group, I'm sure that we can sort out the
there,
problem.
I do apologize. We're going to take a break for the news headlines in brief now. And when Four Corners returns, as the Jandala steps up its attacks in Iranian Balochistan, what has been the catalyst for the upsurge in the extremists' activities? Please stay with Press TV.
Iran has successfully launched a satellite carrier named Safir-e-Umid. The carrier is capable of taking with it a telecommunications satellite into space. The satellite will pass over Iran six times a day to serve research purposes. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev says Russia will start pulling troops out of Georgia on Monday. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has warned Medvedev in a phone conversation that Russia will face serious consequences if it does not implement the recent peace deal with Georgia. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf has been given until the weekend to step down. Pakistani opposition figures say Musharraf